I flip some papier at the surgeon care. Today's date is 10/26/2023. Dictation is for Mr. Liberio Peralta. Peralta spells P-E-R-A-L-T-A. Liberio spells L-I-B-O-R-I-O. Date of birth is 07/23/1962. A 61-year-old gentleman here with bilateral lower extremity pain. Period. Fish in the nice trauma. He said pain gets worse whenever he walks. He said pain is located diffusely in his lower extremities, worse in bilateral feet, period. Described pain as sharp, rated pain as 7/10, increases with activities, period. Next paragraph, review systems. Patient denies shortness of breath, he denies chest pain. He does report recent stenting, cardiac, and is supposed to see a cardiologist tomorrow for a follow-up period. Said he was stented approximately 2 weeks ago. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert-oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure 139/89. Pulse 74. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.4. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs. Next paragraph, extremity, diffuse tenderness to palpation in his calf, bilaterally, tenderness to palpation in his lower, in his feet, bilaterally, dorsalis pedis pulse is present but weak, cap refill approximately 3 seconds. Next paragraph, today an ultrasound was done of his lower extremities, ultrasound reveal diffuse plaque formations, bilateral lower extremities. Plaque formation is right carotid artery. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is claudication. Assessment number two, bilateral lower extremity pain. Assessment number three, peripheral vascular disease. Next paragraph, patient is already on atorvastatin, 20 milligrams he takes daily. He's also on aspirin, 81 milligrams. He will be referred to a vascular surgeon / specialist for a further evaluation of his claudication, peripheral vascular disease. Next paragraph, patient will start Tylenol extra strength, 1 PO, QID, PRN for pain. He was advised to continue all his other medication he takes for his heart, blood pressure, cholesterol. To go to the emergency room if his pain gets worse, especially if his leg starts to get increased swelling and redness. Patient states he understands and will comply. He was strongly encouraged to keep his appointment with the cardiologist, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.